So look, over the past week, it's been incredibly emotional for so many people around KZN. There's been a tremendous loss of lives. There's been so many homes that have been washed away. And there are just so many stories, and that's what makes it so tragic. And I came across a story on Saturday, last Saturday, as I was doing the East Coast Radio Top 40. And it just left me so emotional. And that whole day, I went home and I chatted to my girlfriend. I said, love, we have to help some way. We have to get involved. We need to do something. So we found the page called Back a Buddy, and we found out that it was run by incredible people. So we got hold of Jason and Vanessa, who live in Westville. And we said, Jason, how can we help? He says, Danny, Liesl, meet me in Westville and I'll show you exactly what happened. So follow me through this, all right? We meet Jason, and you can tell that this man had been through so much, hey? He was shaken up. And he took us down to a site in Westville near the Palmead Nature Reserve, whereupon there was a family living there. And it included a father, his name was Haji, 34 years old. His wife, Halima, 29 years old. Their little baby boy, Kevin, 10 months old. And their baby girl, 10 years old. And what happened was, there was a mudslide, and it totally demolished their home and pushed the house down the steep, steep, steep embankment to the point where there was no structure at all. And the little girl, Shakira, little girl Shakira survived, and the father, 34, passed away. So did the mom, Halima, 29. So did the baby boy, Kevin, 10 months old. Eh? It's just devastating. Imagine being 10 years old, just losing everything, your whole family, your home. And when I was chatting to Jason, I think what really set us off is that when they were searching for the bodies, 12 hours later, they found Kevin's little teddy bear, and that's when he cracked. And it's just absolutely devastating. It really, really is. And I know there's so many families that have been in a very similar circumstance, that they've lost their home and family and friends and everything. So my heart goes out to them, and my heart goes out to little Shakira. And afterwards, Jason took us up, and we met Shakira. Jason and his beautiful wife, Vanessa, were taking care of Shakira. And obviously, what's left is her future. And that's where I need you, if possible, to go to ecr.co.za and click on the link. You can't miss it there. It's just been loaded, ecr.co.za, and you'll see a beautiful, beautiful photo of this 10-year-old gorgeous girl who's lost her home and her family. And there's a Back a Buddy page there, and I'm asking you to do the following. To donate, please. Or if you know of a corporate that will donate, use a corporate to come through and put money into this amazing initiative to try and give little baby Shakira the life that she deserves now that she's lost her whole entire family and home. And at the very least, what I'm asking you to do is share. Share the story far and wide. Let's help this girl. My name's Danny Gazzelli. So look, 10 minutes ago, I told you about a tragic, tragic story. And there are so many tragic stories throughout KZN. But this one involved a little baby Shakira, 10 years old, who lost her whole entire family and her whole home as well. Her dad, 34 years old, mom, 29, Halima, and her baby brother, 10 months old. But with us now is such a special lady who has gone above and beyond, along with the whole of the Westville community. Very, very special people involved, to try and help the situation and to try and help Shakira with regards to her future. Megan, thank you so much for joining us and everything that you've done thus far. Now, you personally knew the family super well. Tell me a little bit about Haji himself and the type of man he was and the father he was.
So, Danny, Haji, Halima, Shakira, they worked for my husband and I, well, Haji and Halima did, for the last 10 years. Not only were they our staff, but they were a part of our family. When Haji and Halima were working over the weekend, Shakira would come and spend the day at my house. So they weren't just our staff. They formed our support structure, and they were an integral part of our family. Haji, Halima were the most honest, respectful, warm, and considerate people I've ever come across. They were such a close-knitted family. And Hachi and Halima, all they did was work for the benefit and for Shakira. She was their priority. Everything they did was for her benefit and to give her the best future that they possibly could. They really were such special people. I can't emphasize that enough.
So he was here to be the best father possible and provide as much as he could for his family, hey?
Absolutely, and that's what he was doing. You know, they didn't earn a substantial amount of money. Halima was working in the house. Hachi was working in the garden. But with the little bits that they got, that money went towards Shakira. Hachi ensured that Shakira went to a good school in the area. He ensured that her transport was organized. So he paid quite a substantial amount towards transport each day so that she was picked up for school, taken to school, picked up after school, went to aftercare, came home, so that she didn't have to catch taxis, she didn't have to walk on the street. Their focus and their whole being was for her future and to give her what they obviously didn't have in life.
And now all of that has been ripped away from her, her home, her family, everything like that, and it's the most tragic story. Now, you and a whole host of other amazing people have put together a GoFundMe page, Back a Buddy. It's there on ecr.co.za. But out of your mouth, Megan, and with your background, what does Shakira need in order to aid her in the future?
So the big thing at the moment for the future, it is money. We need the funds. The idea is that all the money that we raise from Back a Buddy will be put into a trust fund. I'm going to be one of the trustees together with Jason, who you referred to earlier. And then the kind attorney, who's one of my instructing attorneys, has agreed to be the third independent trustee. We're going to manage the funds, and it's really going to be to provide for Shakira's day-to-day needs, her maintenance, her toiletries, her groceries, everything that she's going to need in life that Hachi and Halima would have been providing for. And then, of course, the big one is education. She's an intelligent girl. She's got a great future ahead of her, and we want to ensure that she can still have that. The idea is that we will be able to put her through university and really give her the future that Hachi and Halima were working so hard to provide for her. Her immediate needs at the moment have been attended to by the generosity of our community. We've had donations in the form of clothing, stationery, school uniforms, toiletries. We've also had the kind offer from Streamline, where they're going to be giving her swimming lessons for free. Somebody has also offered to continue with ballet lessons for her. So her immediate needs have been attended to, but we've got to think big picture here. We have to think of the future. Another obstacle that we're currently facing, and where if anybody is listening that can help, it would be greatly appreciated. Miraculously, we found their passports, and I have got Shakira's passport with me. It's a Malawian passport, but she was born in Durban, South Africa, and we are going to have to embark on the difficult task of obtaining an unabridged birth certificate. So we really are looking for any assistance there from anybody that can help.
So if you want to get involved and you want to help with all your might, email me, Danny, D-A-N-N-Y at ecr.co.za. Also, click on the link on ECR. It's been uploaded now. All the information is there, and we really encourage you to get involved and contribute, whether it's from your own pockets or a corporate's pocket, or at the very least, just share. Lastly, Megan, before you head off, the community have really come together, especially the people that I met yesterday. Tell me more about the community, and Leonard and Lauren and Michelle. There's so many names here, and what they've done.
So that group that has come together, they've been the most amazing people, and we've been in contact with each other, as you can imagine, daily since this tragic event took place. But Jason and Vanessa have gone out of their way to assist in caring for Shakira during this time. We've had to meet with the two families. We've had to put measures in place to ensure that Shakira returns to school tomorrow, and it's only through all of the assistants, Michelle, Leonard, Lauren, my husband Mark, that we've been able to do all of this. We've been able to secure, fortunately, suitable accommodation for Shakira and her aunt and uncle who will be taking care of her. And we've managed to secure accommodation in the area where she has been residing, in Westville. to ensure that she continues at her school and that we can keep the lifestyle that Hachi wanted for her. So if there's any support that can come, even for this aunt and uncle, it would really be appreciated.
Megan, thank you so much for your time and thank you for everything you've done.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me, Danny, and thank you for getting our story out there.
Absolute pleasure. Take care, okay?
Bye-bye.
Cheers. That was Megan, who's doing amazing things for Shakira. If you want to get involved, please, I urge you to do so. It's my plea to you today. Go to ecr.co.za, click on the link. You'll see beautiful Shakira's face there, and there's a link for Backer Buddy to donate. Please, whether it's out of your pocket or a corporate's pocket, please, we are urging you. I am pleading with you to make the difference today.